Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this is Dave Lee on WCCO Radio. Great to have you with us. We go back to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline and welcome the Senate Minority Leader, Senator Susan Kent. Madam Leader, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
Good. And congrats, by the way, on that new role at our state Senate.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here and working for the people of Minnesota.
It's really an unusual day. You return to the Capitol today. First of all, Senator, what is the agenda today?
We have a number of things that we've been working with the House and the administration on that are really focusing on a range of larger things, but also some sort of smaller technical things as we deal with the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's affecting our lives. Everything from a new appropriation of funds that will help the governor and the administration implement a lot of the plans that you talked about yesterday, to something as mundane as forgiveness on our driver's licenses so that nobody feels like if their license is about to expire, they have to go out and deal with that right now. And there's just a range of things in there from higher education to some other just sort of technical things to help Minnesota government continue functioning well as we go through these sort of extraordinary steps that we need to keep Minnesotans safe.
How will the voting work, seeing as you can't have a full House in there today?
These are historic times, and I'm really proud of the legislature for really thinking down the road so that we can continue to function and serve the people of Minnesota. And so today we're going to enact some historic temporary, I want to stress the word temporary, rules changes so that it will allow our members to vote remotely. And so that means we have to change our rules to allow that. And then what that means is members who are not able to be with us, either because we have several members in the House and Senate who are self-quarantining just because they've been exposed to somebody who has had the illness. In the eventuality that we have people who are ill, we can continue to vote remotely and you designate a member who is in the chamber to do that. But we'll also adopt a lot of strategies. The Minnesota Senate chamber, for example, is a very beautiful barrel, if you will, when we're sitting in there. And so we're trying to create spaces near the chamber so that we can take our turns and come in and vote in an orderly way so that we don't all crowd in there and potentially make each other sick and then go back to our communities and take the virus with us. It's the big part. It's the public health side of this.
Yeah, I was reading a few of the details and just seeing if I could confirm them with you. But as I understand it, 14 members plus the Senate president will be seated in the chamber and others will be in different rooms. Is that how it works?
Yes. And depending on, like, if they have to, when we have voice votes, we will be able to do that from those places with communications with the front desk. But when we actually take a vote on the bill, everybody will come in and register their vote, or they will vote through their designated member.
How did you determine who shows up today physically?
And members who are able to are doing so, and members who have considerations, whether it's, like I said, they are self-isolating for their own reasons. Maybe
right.
They just have, a bad cold, but are in the abundance of caution, don't want to spread the disease. Maybe, like I said, they have been exposed to somebody, so they're self-quarantining. for that reason, and we have other members who have underlying health conditions and situations that, you know, the Department of Health and CDC guidelines say, you know, you are at risk and therefore you should stay safe yourself and stay at home as much as possible. So it is that system. We are, you know, all working together to make sure we're communicating well with each other, and but to make sure that we have enough members there to do the people's business, because that's the point. We have that obligation.
Yeah, this is, as you said, really interesting times. Madam Leader, I would ask you too, now, today you have the session. Then do you know when you would return to work again?
When we adjourned the last time, which was Monday, I think, last week. You know, this is all such a blur. We all are sort of living in suspended time right now. But we did put together a joint resolution with the House, because when we're in session, we have to come back every 3 days unless we change those rules. And so we changed those rules and said we will come back on April 14th, which would have been the day after our legislative break, unless there's an agreement between the Speaker and the Majority Leader in the Senate to come back in between. So this is one of those times we're coming back in between, because we have things we can do to help Minnesota's government respond to the needs of Minnesotans. And then, you know, my guess is we'll be looking again at the 14th to come back in, because there are other things we're still working on. They're just not quite ready to pass today.
How did you settle on the agenda? I mean, how did you get everybody in tow? Because obviously you have to be on point to get things done today. Have you had a lot of teleconferencing going on with members?
Yes, which is, you know, a lot of workplaces do this on a regular basis. I tell you, the legislature does not. We are used to working together, face-to-face in meetings, a lot of meetings, and very mundane meetings about, you know, going over bill language and stuff. But it's, you know, moving that to a virtual format has been an interesting opportunity for us, let's put it that way. I will say I give the governor and lieutenant governor and their office and as well as the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader great credit for really leading this process. And we are excited to work with them and make sure we're doing this as carefully as we can. It's just, we've identified in working with the agencies who are saying, like the driver's license example, you know, this is something that would be really helpful to people, and to make sure that there's no reason for people to feel like they have to come out and put themselves or others at risk. And so we've identified those, and we're just working through them. If they're really urgent, like the resources for making sure that we have protecting equipment for our healthcare workers or the ICU beds the governor talked about, those things obviously are most urgent and important. And then there are just a number of things that we just kind of keep trying to click through the list.
Yeah, those ICU numbers were stunning to me yesterday when I heard that. I had never realized that. That was unbelievable. Well, listen, I know you have a lot of work. You're going to get together here real soon. Appreciate you getting back in there and doing some things today. Obviously, we'll stay in touch here on WCCL Radio to see what's decided. But I appreciate you taking the time to take our call. Stay safe, Senator.
And you too, and thank you for your good work. And thanks to the Minnesotans who are doing what we need to do to stay at home.
Yeah, A-plus on the social distancing. We'll tell folks more about that here in a few minutes. She is Senator Susan Kent, our Senate Minority Leader. They're in session today in St. Paul. Very interesting historical times, as she mentioned. Right now, our WCCO time is 7:57. This is news as it happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.